Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, the long-awaited 2023 Farm Bill is delayed. Some in Congress say it may yet get done, or at least get started by this spring. But others say it's most likely to be held up until after the November election, meaning it would be completed during the lame duck session of Congress. We just don't know. What we do know is that when we talk to members of Congress and when we hear what their Farm Bill priorities are in media reports, we're not hearing much at all about reforms needed for the largest segment of American agriculture. And that segment, of course, is the U.S. cattle industry. Instead, what we're hearing are Farm Bill priorities for reforming the crop insurance program, updating reference prices, supporting export promotion, increasing broadband, and addressing climate change. Well, none of those were on our priority list that we included in our 2023 Farm Bill paper sent to Congress, titled RCAF USA's 2023 Farm Bill Platform. The U.S. cattle industry is facing a severe and unprecedented crisis. And in that paper, we documented that the average age of America's cattlemen and cattlewomen is steadily climbing and is now about 59 years old, meaning our industry is not attracting enough new entrants to maintain its long-term viability. We also documented that the cattle industry is shrinking at an alarming rate in terms of its number of actual cattle producers, the shrinking size of the U.S. cattle herd, and the loss of cattle marketing outlets. And though we're waiting on the 2022 census data to inform us as to what's happened to our industry since the last 2017 census, we've already documented that over the past few decades, we've lost over 500,000 cattle producers. Our herd size has been reduced to the lowest level in about 7 decades. And while we now have only 4 packers controlling 85% of the fed cattle market, our feedlot numbers have declined by 77%. Very recently, we lost another 1,000 feedlots between 2020 and 21, and yet another 1,000 between 21 and 22. This is not good at all. We pointed out that both globalization and industry concentration were destroying the economic viability of our industry for independent cattle producers. And so our Farm Bill priorities included reforms to combat these negative forces that are directly threatening America's food security. We included reforms to address our industry's lack of competition, the untenable power disparity between packers and producers, the market-distorting trade policies, as well as the market-distorting industry promotion funded by your beef checkoff dollars. In all, our Farm Bill priorities included over 25 reforms needed to put our U.S. cattle industry on the road to recovery. But with the long delay of the Farm Bill and the prospects that Congress will now hurriedly slap a Farm Bill together, the inclusion of our 25 specific reforms in what will hopefully be a 2024 Farm Bill is not likely. This means we need to prioritize our priorities and fight to make them Congress's priorities. So what if we can only include 3 of our priorities in the 2024 Farm Bill? What would they be? And we've thought long and hard about this, and here is what our 3 priorities would be. Number 1, restore mandatory country of origin labeling, or MCOOL, for beef, so all beef sold in grocery stores would be labeled as to where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. An MCOOL label will empower consumers to seek out and purchase beef exclusively produced in the United States, and doing so will strengthen America's food security. Number 2, force the concentrated beef packers to compete for the cattle they slaughter by requiring them to purchase at least half their cattle from the negotiated cash market each week and prohibit cattle purchasing contracts that do not contain a firm negotiated base price. And number 3, prohibit mandatory beef checkoff dollars from flowing to lobbying organizations. This reform is needed as several checkoff-funded lobbying groups fight to prevent our first 2 priorities, MCOOL and forcing packers to compete for their cattle. Legislation has already been introduced in Congress to accomplish these 3 priorities. So all Congress would have to do is insert these initiatives into its base version of the 2024 Farm Bill. For example, Senate Bill 52, the American Beef Labeling Act, and House Bill 5081, the Country of Origin Labeling Enforcement Act, would both restore MCOOL. The Protecting America's Meatpacking Workers Act, Senate Bill 270 and House Bill 79, would address the competition in the cattle markets. And the Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act, or OFF Act, introduced as Senate Bill 557 and House Bill 1249, would prohibit lobbying groups from receiving checkoff funds. So there they are. If we can only have 3, these are what they'd be. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.